The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. And it is time for Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine.
It is.
Stefan Schmitz in the studio. Hi. Happy New Year.
Well, with this rain, you better get a bigger boat. You might as well just get a boat.
Seriously.
See what happens here.
Might need it from the parking lot.
Yeah, might need it in the parking lot.
Exactly.
So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. 20 is the number. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Check them out. They put all their specials on there, all the engines that they have in stock, all their sales. Mention Boat Smart when you call them so they know that you're listening to the show.
Right.
They give you a little extra discount when you do that. So
that's a good thing. And now's a good time, right, to come in because it's sort of the off season at the moment.
Yeah, it's a little slow. And you know, right now would be a great time to do a repower and stuff as you get ready. Think about it. Today is actually January 10th already.
Whew.
And time is flying by.
Unbelievable.
Typically around February, that's when things start kicking off again. You know, nice and slow. We start getting back into boating season by the time March gets here. So right now would be a great time to have your boat serviced and get it ready for the season or just start thinking about it.
Right, right.
And give Key Marine a call. Because Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki repower center. They have special discounted prices on all those products. They can get you a motor from small horsepower up to 200 horsepower engines. I believe they keep those in stock as well. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah, they do a great job out there at Key Marine. You can also check them out on Facebook. They have a lot of specials and stuff they work on they have on their Facebook page. And check them out on there as well.
And they just celebrated a 20-year anniversary, right?
20 years in business. It's
so
pretty
that
cool.
That says a lot.
The radio station's 20 years too, right?
Oh,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I should know, but I don't know the exact.
I believe I've seen a sign
out
there.
Yes, of course.
So
what am I saying?
Years.
20 years. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so,
that's right.
Yeah. 20 years. That's awesome. And so, you know, when a business stays in business that long, it means they're doing the right thing.
That's right.
Right?
That's
so
right.
They're doing a good job out there. Mickey cares about his employees. He cares about his customers. And he cares about what goes on at that business. And just a great place to do business. So check out Key Marine out there at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. I'm the Marine instructor out at Georgetown Technical College. We made it back to school this week.
Oh, it must be tough for you. You've been off for
how
long?
I've been off. Oh, my gosh. It felt like a year.
I felt like it was a year.
Yeah, it was a long time. We left on the 20th, and then we came back on the 6th. I actually came back on the 6th.
Wow.
Students came in on the 7th. So we had a planning day on the 6th.
Right.
And I actually planned things. So, you know, I was there planning. And
I always wondered about that.
Students and things like that.
I always wondered about that. Are they really planning or?
Getting my classroom set up and things like that, you know. I'm videotaping the shows now, trying to put them up on YouTube.
I know.
So I'm going to incorporate some shots from the school, pictures of the classroom and things like that as
Excellent.
We go further into it so people can see that kind of stuff. So as I'm talking about it, you're seeing on the radio, you're not seeing it on the radio, but you're seeing it maybe by my description.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So I'll get some stuff up there and start adding to that.
Radio is the theater of the mind.
Yeah, just turn around and turn it into something that you guys can actually see, which I'd love to do. I'll get pictures of engines and stuff like that, and we'll put that on there as well. So Monday, I was planning, had to get my room in order. I had more students coming in than I anticipated, so I was scrambling a little bit to get everything ready. I'm kind of I like to have everything perfect.
No.
Yes.
That's a shocker.
And when I have students come in, it's very important to me that I'm ready to go.
Right.
I don't want to have students walk in and go, I have no idea what's going on. I want to know what's going on.
Right.
How many students are coming to my class, part-time, full-time? I actually have seating in my class for students where they're going to sit. So they have to sit in certain places.
Oh, so you have assigned seating.
I have assigned seating.
You're not fooling around.
Yeah, so what I do is I have the students that are just coming in, they'll sit up to the front, and then as they gain OCPs and knowledge, I start moving students to the back. So anytime we get a new class, we move them back. And I have a couple students that say, I like this seat. Mm-hmm. And so I just let them sit there. You know, I don't, I try not to move them around too much, you know, because I don't want to mess them up, you know.
Right.
So I just let them sit there at those seats, and we do that too. So, yeah, so we got new students. So I had four full-time students start, and I believe it was two part-time students start.
Okay.
So
is that typical, like that, about six students?
I lost count. I had a lot of students start.
Okay.
We actually had 13 students start in August,
wow,
which was a big class to start. And now, you know, which we were really packed then. But what I try to do is I try to look at my class and down the road, okay, a month or two down the road. And I'm looking at my students and going, okay, who's going to graduate? When are they going to leave? When can I bring other students? Because I still have a waiting list.
Oh, no kidding.
So I work the waiting list, and I work how many students come in and that kind of stuff. And I try to organize that as much as possible. And then there's always a glitch that gets thrown in there, and I lose my mind about it. I do. I had a student. They showed a student came in on I just saw him on Tuesday on my roll.
Right.
And I set up my classroom on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm panicking.
Oh, no.
Trying to set up the desk for the other student and get him paperwork. Because I give him paperwork. I give him all this information. And I get ready to lecture for those new students. And I'm like panicking, you know.
Aww.
So, and I don't even know why I do that. I don't know why I worry.
Maybe because you care.
It works out. Well, that's part of it.
See,
but,
that's the thing.
It works out.
Yeah.
It works out. It always works out.
Right, right. But teachers, you know, who care do that extra due diligence that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, in my humble opinion, that money can't buy.
Well,
when you have teachers that are dedicated and care.
I want the students to feel comfortable in there when they come in the door and that kind of stuff. And it's very important how we do that, you know. And we always do introductions. I have my senior students introduce themselves to the new students. And then the new students introduce themselves. We do it twice. We'll do it in the morning, or, you know, the first part of the day and second part, because I have part-timers.
Right.
And part-timers are a little difficult.
You mentioned that because they kind of get behind a little bit sometimes, right?
The way I do it, it kind of makes it work out a little better, you know? So anyway, we're rolling pretty good. After we had 3 days this week, by the time we hit last night, I felt pretty good about everything.
Good.
And then I'm starting to plan days as we go into the end of, you know, toward the middle to end of the month. I'll have things planned, lectures and stuff like that, and try to continue to move students forward. So,
do you find the students work with each other? Do they sort of mentor each other, the ones that maybe have been with you a little longer?
Yeah,
do they help each other?
That's pretty cool that you said that, because last night I actually said that during our What Did You Learn? A student said they were pulling a flywheel off of Yamaha 150.
Uh-huh.
It was a student that are in the middle were doing that. And during the What Did You Learn, they said they did that, pulled a flywheel off on the stator and all these components, and it was part of their learning experience, right?
Right.
So I said, well, did you guys use a puller on that? And I was just trying to question it, because I wasn't actually looking at that job, because I'm in there with new students. So it's a little difficult, because I have to go in and out of the classroom trying to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you see my head, I got eyes all around it, apparently. And you can catch stuff sometimes mm-hmm. you can't. So I asked them, I said, well, how did you know how to use the puller? And they said, well, such and such. I think they said Dave and Pepper helped them with that. So my other students walked them through it.
Cool. See, I love
that.
And that
is the coolest thing.
Because the best way to learn what you know is by teaching
peer-to-peer
it.
Yeah, peer-to-peer training is one of the best techniques that I have in there. And,
mm-hmm.
and the training, the one that's doing the training to the other students are learning too.
Right.
So it's just a good thing. And yeah, we do that peer to peer. It is a call-in show. You can call us 850-437-1620. Call or text. You may have a question about my program. You may have an idea. We have a text over
we
there?
We do have a text, and it's very specific. Let me bring this one. It's my Yamaha, let's see, 225, and water is coming in the cylinder number 5. What could be causing that?
Okay.
And then he says, if I have one cylinder, bad cylinder, do they have to be machine all the cylinders?
Okay.
I have no idea what he's talking about, but I suspect you
do. I kind of know what they're talking about. And typically, if you're getting water in one cylinder, it's probably more than likely going to be a head gasket situation.
I knew that, the head gasket.
Yeah, possibly, you know. Depending on who's got the motor and how they're working on it, they could actually do a leak down test on it, which tells you if you have any leakage out of that cylinder into a water jacket or anything like that. So they could do a leak down and a compression test. That'd be the first steps that I would take. Compression test isn't that accurate on a motor that has water in the cylinder. It's going to give you a false reading of a high compression. So a leak down test is the best way to go, try to figure out. Apparently, they have it apart by looking at that text.
Right.
And on a four-stroke outboard, you have to freshen up the entire engine. All the pistons have to be the same size and everything. So if you have to change the size of a piston on one, you have to change it on all of them.
Now, is this the kind of thing that you could take to Key Marine to have them
Key
test?
Key Marine can definitely take care of that. And, they can take care of it. But what they do a lot of times is they'll do a power head versus trying to repair what you have. So I would definitely talk to Key Marine about it. I would give Bill a call. Bill's their manager out there for the service department. And he can give you some ideas.
Okay, great.
So call them and ask them about that.
And that's exactly what we do here on Boat Smart. So if you do have a question, and right now folks are looking at their boats and trying to decide what they need to do to get ready for the season, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Stefan Schmidt is here, and he is an instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Just real quick, Jeff's got a little note of one of our listeners sent in. The news, current news, that apparently Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport is closed.
Okay.
So that must mean it must be snowing in Atlanta.
Must be.
Would be my guess.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting little. So thanks for sending that in.
I'm not flying nowhere. I'm trying not to drive anywhere when there's snow on the ground. Luckily, we don't have any snow. I don't know if we will or not, but
I don't think we're going to get it, but it's the world's largest airport.
So speaking of Key Marine, I have some news about out at Key Marine. Jeff Cullison, who is one of my students, is going to start work there on Monday. Okay. He's going to go part-time. He interviewed day before yesterday. They hired him.
Oh, how
He's
cool.
going to go part-time until I can get him to a time where he can co-op, and then he'll be a full-time student under my co-op program. So congratulations to Jeff for going out there to Key Marine and starting work. He's going to be working under another one of my students out there. His name's Chance. He'll be working under Chance, and Chance is actually a Yamaha Master Tech now. So
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so again, peer-to-peer students training students, that kind of thing. It's awesome.
Doesn't that make you feel good when one of your students gets hired locally? I think that's great.
Yeah, it happens. You know, when I place students, it does happen a lot where I have other students that are helping continue the training that were in my class before.
Wow, that's really, yeah. That's kind
so
of
that's pretty
good.
Cool. And sometimes I'll talk to a business and I don't even realize I have students working at those certain businesses. You know, sometimes I'll run into somebody and they go, oh, I got one of your students over here, you know? And it could have been they changed, you know, from one job to another or something,
right.
Or they were in the, you know, that kind of in the field for a period of time and decided to go somewhere else or something. And, you know, I'm like, oh, that's always cool to know that.
So
and it's good that they brag about having Georgetown students at their facilities. You
absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
So how long was Jeff with you before he got hired in the new position? Like, what kind of training did he have to have?
Well, he is through the first three sections of our training.
Gotcha.
So he has over 700 hours right now. I cannot co-op him until he's 750 or more. So he's going to be there for another month, but he's going to work part-time.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then come to school.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they're allowing that to happen in order for him to get the hours. And it's okay now because it is a slow season, so that helps them. They don't have to, you know, pay him all this, you know, right now, full pay and check and all that
but
stuff.
But he can get acclimated to the company
the whole thing. And then he'll go co-op, and he'll still be under my wing, and I'll take care of any issues, which I don't foresee any issues with Jeff, and, you know, everything will work out well. So I think it's going to be a good match. And I think everything's good. I love the interview process of Key Marine because they do a walkthrough interview.
Does that mean?
They do their first interview, and then if you're doing a walkthrough, in other words, you're going through and meeting all the other employees there. Chances are they're going to hire you, but the other employees are actually interviewing the interviewee as well.
Because you want to have a team player.
Right.
So you don't want to have one employee that goes,
And they're watching this as they walk through.
Yeah. I've worked with a couple of companies that do that. It's very smart, especially if you do peer-to-peer interviews.
Yes.
And have the employees interview a potential employee.
And I always say that you're always being interviewed as soon as you walk in the door of any location because the receptionist is interviewing you.
Right.
Literally. I mean, when you walk in, a receptionist knows that you're there for an interview, and the boss may ask the receptionist of the opinion
Absolutely.
Of that person.
Absolutely. Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, how did they greet you when they came in the door? You know, were they polite? All these things, you know.
Yeah. It's always a sign when they treat someone that's a receptionist badly, and as the boss comes in, turns on the charm.
Yes.
That's and that's definitely something you don't want to do.
Right. So. Right. You know, and I have my new students the other day, one day this week, one of my students was asking about when we had breaks. When that was his focus was on breaks, right? And I go, you know that doesn't work on interviews. Right. You don't go to an employer and say, hey, oh, by the way, when do we get vacation or days off?
You know? Goodness.
I hear that, I start thinking they want, you know, days off.
Oh, yeah, so, I had, when in the interview process when I was running some organizations, when the youngsters come in and they want to know, now, here's what, they didn't ask about the job. They were saying, this is what I want.
Yeah, exactly.
I want this salary, these days off, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, really? This is an entry-level position? You've never worked before. This is your first job.
I tell my students to study the place where they're going so they already know some details.
Yes.
So and then it's good interview techniques.
Ask smart questions about the business.
We do that too.
Right.
So we're adding a little bit of tech to the classroom. Like I'm videoing here. I'm actually videoing some processes in my classroom and shop area. I'm working on that. I'm kind of getting into a new hobby and video stuff and things like that, YouTube and stuff. So
it looks great. I was excited to see it last week.
It
looks really cool.
We're doing a lot of that in the classroom. I'm trying to video lecture so I can have that as a backup.
Absolutely.
So I'm doing that. And it's going to take time to process and to you know, to edit and that kind of stuff. But I'm kind of liking it. And I'm trying to decide how I want to do that as well.
But how great is a student if I'm in a class and I'm learning a whole new concept? So, yeah, I take the notes. I've experienced it. But then when you can go back and then watch it again and see it again, that is so powerful.
And
it's
I have the reinforces it. Yeah. That I can do that with, you know. And I was thinking that the students would be aware of the camera in the classroom, but it doesn't even faze them. I'm the one that I'm like, oh, I forgot to turn the camera on. That's my problem.
I have that problem. Yeah, I forget to turn the mic on occasionally.
So I want to talk in the last few minutes. I want to talk about tuition at Georgetown Tech and how it, because I want to ask something here in a minute.
Okay.
So tuition payments for in-state students and out-of-state students, people that come from out-of-state, they pay five times the amount of tuition that an in-state student
pays. Oh, no kidding.
And when you look at our in-state area, it also covers Baldwin and Escambia County, Alabama.
To a certain
portion of those counties.
That's smart.
So if you live in those areas, you're able to come here and train and get Florida-type tuition.
Okay, that's great.
Also, right now, there's so many grants out there that most of the students at Georgetown are going to school for free, basically, because there's a lot of grants out there to get students in tech schools.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't have an opportunity to get a Pell Grant or a VA grant or anything like that, or you don't have anything else paying for your education, there's options to get it paid for. And people go to the financial aid office and they see our financial aid officer, Jason Tindall, and he takes care of them and walks them through the processes. So many times, I think there's a last dollar grant out there and these different grants that come in and help students pay for their education. And I'm all for that, okay? I'm all for it. If you can qualify for a grant, if you can qualify for Pell, and you want to go to school, take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
That's what it's there for.
Because it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
We were talking about opportunities this year, all the opportunities that you get. So let me just give you a dollar figure.
Okay.
For a semester, for an in-state student, is around $1,300 to go to my class for a semester.
That's not that bad.
That's not bad at all.
Really?
No, not bad at all. For an out-of-state student, it's $5,300 to $5,500 for out-of-state.
Okay, that's a substantial difference.
Out-of-state students do not qualify for grants and things like that, so they have to try. They can qualify for a Pell Grant, but the Pell Grant's only going to pay what the state of Florida, what the in-state pays.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense? So it's only to pay a portion.
Right.
Okay. And, I've always said I know my students, and I understand where they're coming from and all of these different things. Well, I have a student that was coming from Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile County.
Okay.
Which is not far.
Right.
If you look at where we got people coming from Tallahassee and long ways away.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this student is a very hard worker. He works a full-time job. He works weekends. He's a chef. He's a fisherman. He does all these things to pay for his class.
Wow.
At one little portion of time, he had to go part-time because he said he didn't have the money to pay his tuition. Well, on Tuesday, he sent me a text message. I need to come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I said, that's great. Come on in and talk to me. Now, understand, he drives every day from Mobile to Pensacola to go to school full-time and to work all the time.
Wow.
Paying for his education.
Really dedicated.
And, yes, very dedicated. A pleasure to have in my class, a top-notch student, all these things that are just so great about. Well, he comes in to tell me that he has to drop out of class because he just can't afford it anymore. He's pulled all his money out of savings.
Oh, I hate that.
His job that he has isn't generating enough to pay for it. So he had to drop out. So I called Financial Aid while I said, is there anything we can do for the student? There's nothing we can do because he is in that borderline area.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, what a shame.
Where he's not a Florida resident. So I sent him a message yesterday and I said, if I can figure a way, would you want to come? Because he was upset. He was so upset telling me this that I said, is there something else going on with you? Is there something that, you know? And he said, no. I said, you're upset about leaving his class? You're that upset about this? He said, yes, sir.
Oh, you know? Gosh.
He said, I love this class and I'm learning so much.
Right.
Right. So I sent him, I talked to Financial Aid. They can't do anything for him. So what I did was I sent him a text. I said, if there's any way I can get somebody to help you, would you be willing to do that? And he said, oh, he said, I would love that. He said, I don't know who would help me, though. You know?
Oh, gosh, so, you're breaking my heart.
Like, hey, give us a chance here, you know. Oh. He says, so here's what I'm going to ask, okay? And we have this happen not all the time, but from time to time. For other classes more than my class. I did have it happen where a business sponsored a student that came to my class and paid for his tuition.
Okay.
Okay? And they didn't have any criteria to that. They didn't even have to give, they wanted him to go to work for him. But he actually chose, and I think I've told a story before, he actually chose to go somewhere else, which was okay, and they were okay with it.
Right.
So here's what I'm asking. If there's anybody out there that's willing to help the student in the next semester, you can call, email me, text me, whatever you want to do. I would be willing to help, you know, to get you situated with this student where somebody could possibly help take care and finish him out of the class.
Right.
He wants to be in this marine industry so bad.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's really wanting to do this. So I'm putting it out there. It could be a business. It doesn't have to be a marine business. It could be any other business. It could be a person or several people. And even maybe you can afford to do half of it for him or something like that, and that might be able to help. But anyway, I just wanted to put this out there today. I felt it on my heart to do this, that I would say, let's put this out there and see if there's anybody out there. Maybe somebody in the marine industry would like to talk to him, interview him, go through a process and say, yes, we'd be willing to sponsor the student or something like that, that we can make this happen. And it's just a shame that there's no avenues for our students that are so close.
Right. It is a shame. And with someone that's that dedicated to it and working so hard just to pay for it, surely there's someone that might be able to help him out.
I hope so.
So what's your email, your number,
You can go to Georgetown website. You go to georgetownecollege.edu. I'm sorry. Yeah, georgetownecollege.edu is the website. My phone number and my email is on there. Okay. Go to Marine Service. But also, I'll give you my phone number right now. 850-393-4212. 850-393-4212 is my phone number. And my email is sschmidt@ecsdfl.us.
One more time.
I forgot it now. It's S.
One more
Schmidt,
time for someone that's
my
writing
first
down.
Letter, sschmidt@ecsdfl.us. And it's on the website. So if you go to the website, all that information is on there at georgetownecollege.edu as well.
Okay.
So, you know.
And how much would it be?
So they're looking, if they were going to do a tuition for this next semester, you're looking around $5,300 to $5,500.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
so
putting
someone,
it out there.
You never know.
You never know.
Stranger things have happened.
If you were going to tell me you had a boat to give to the class or you could pay a tuition, I would take the tuition. You know. So.
I love that.
Because I want him to be successful. And, you know, I just shook his hand and gave him a hug when he left. I was like, you stay in touch with me, you know. So,
all right.
Anyway, I appreciate that. And I guess we're about out of time now.
We are now. We're down to our last minute. So we're going to wrap it up here. We've been on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this has been Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt.
Yep.
And
thank you
Marine
to
Center.
Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. 5621 Bayou Road is their address out there in Pensacola here. 850-492-0487. And congratulations to Jeff, who starts work out there on Monday. So that's a big deal.
That is so awesome. Yeah.
So,
you're doing such great work with these kids.
Appreciate
and they're lucky
that.
To have you. It just makes me laugh, though, that you're the day before organizing everything.
Trying to get it right.
That's dedication.
Yep.
Love
working
it.
At it.
All right. Thanks so much, Stefan. Stay dry today. And please, I hope someone can help out the student that is working so hard to make a better situation for itself in his life.
No doubt about it.
Good for you.